What I wanted to do was just talk a little bit about our training programs that we did under the supplemental money that Chip so eloquently just introduced. I have nothing to disclose, and this project was supported by a grant from NIHS. So for those of you who don't know, the Tony Mazzocchi Center is a project of the United Steelworkers, the Labor Institute, and now we've just added the Communications Workers of America. We do health, safety, and environmental education funded by NIHS and OSHA, and we also have a medical screening program for former Department of Energy workers. The primary focus of our training is worker-centered adult education. The worker is at the center of the process. We do workshops broken into activities based around small group discussions. And that's done with a train-the-trainer component and a mentoring process, so the trainers are actually workers from the workplace. Chip just introduced this, the Hazardous Waste Worker Training Program. We do a significant amount of training under this program. You can see in the past 3 years, we've trained between 10 and 15,000 workers each year. It includes training about health disparities, environmental justice, worker development. And then, so we received this supplement a little over a year ago. When one of the goals of the Recovery Act was to create green jobs in construction and weatherization. So we provided pre-employment training to workers who were going to enter or had the potential to enter green jobs in construction and weatherization. So the first group that we worked with was the A. Philip Randolph Institute and the Housing Authority of Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh. The participants of our training were unemployed. They were residents of public housing. With limited education experience, they weren't used to being in a classroom, so that was definitely a challenge. And they received a daily attendance incentive to participate. One of the great things about this program is working with the Housing Authority of Pittsburgh. They were trying to place these participants in Recovery Act funded jobs for housing improvement for the public housing in which they lived. So the training with these folks, we did 3 weeks of training, 30-hour OSHA construction course, 40-hour HAZWOPER, carbon footprint, weatherization, mold remediation, and green chemistry. We had training assistants. Actually, the woman sitting in this picture was one of our training assistants. She went through the first group of training that we did, and she was really designated as a peer leader. So for each of the subsequent groups that went through, she helped with facilitating the classes and attendance, and we eventually put her through our traditional train-the-trainer program with our other worker trainers. So now she can do any kind of training that we have. So a great success of this project, we trained approximately 100 participants. They each received 3 weeks of the training, and about 40 are now employed. In construction, weatherization, maintenance, or other related work. So in our second kind of case study here was in United Steelworkers District 2, which is includes Michigan. The participants were United Steelworkers members who'd been laid off from their jobs, and they were experienced in industrial workplaces and looking for work potentially in retrofitting homes. They received very similar training to the other group. It was 3 weeks long, a 30-hour OSHA general industry, weatherization, mold remediation, green chemistry, systems of safety hazard mapping, and our near-miss investigation training. We had about 30 participants complete the 3 weeks. They loved it. They thought it was great. One of the challenges here was that employment opportunities were not immediately available. I think we've all heard about the stimulus money getting held up in places, and so some of the companies that we were looking at working with these folks thought they kept thinking they were going to get money to hire people, but they never did. So a few of our lessons learned from this training. Soft skills training prior to the technical training was really important. The first group that we did in Pittsburgh received soft skills training after our technical training because of holdups in the funding from our partner, with our partner organizations. And there was a significant difference in the way they handled, you know, the really technical, hard stuff. The use of peer leaders we found was really important. Again, the folks in Pittsburgh, we had peer leaders throughout the project and also community members, and that really helped get them engaged and want to continue with the process. Working with local partners was also really key for us. In Pittsburgh, we didn't necessarily have the contacts to help these folks get jobs. The Housing Authority also had this great center where they could get help with GED. They had resume help, practice interviews. So that was a great resource for these folks after they went through our technical training to help get a job. Reliable contact with potential employers. Again, this was a challenge for us in Michigan, especially where we kept hearing there was going to be money to hire folks, but it never came. So, and the last lesson learned that we had was just adapting curriculum to the training audience. Most of the people we train on a daily basis are folks who work in industrial workplaces. They're very familiar with certain terms. So when we brought this to community members who didn't know the terms, it was an adjustment for our trainers, and I think in the future we would change our curriculum a little bit or create some other resources to go along with that training. So I think that's it. So thanks.